Last week, a historic climate change lawsuit began against ExxonMobil in New York. The oil giant is accused of misleading investors and the public about how climate change regulations would affect its operations. This is also the first major climate change lawsuit to reach trial in the United States. Letitia James, the New York Attorney General whose office brought the case, alleges the fraud cost investors as much as $1.6 billion. Here to break it all down for us is Nicholas Kuznets, a reporter for Inside Climate News. Nicholas, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi.
So Exxon is being accused of what fraud exactly? What did they do wrong?
So Exxon is accused of essentially using two sets of books to assess the risks that the company faces, from regulations to limit global warming emissions down the line.
When you say they keep books, what are they keeping books on? How much what is costing who?
When governments have started and presumably increase their efforts to limit emissions, this will have the effect of basically making companies, consumers, have to pay for carbon emissions. And so the company has been, and many other oil and gas companies and companies in all sorts of sectors, use basically a cost of carbon estimate to try to get a sense of how that will impact their books.
Mm. So we reached out to Exxon, and they told us that because there's no universally accepted cost of carbon, right, that using two different records for accounting is not an issue.
Well, the Attorney General has maintained we're not trying to tell Exxon how to run its business. And the issue here is not whether they used one or two sets of books, which Exxon does not dispute, or even specifically how they estimated what carbon would cost in the future. The issue is all about whether or not investors were deceived, whether they were straightforward with the public and investors about what they were doing.
So you were inside the courtroom last week. What's been happening so far?
Opening statements were early last week, and the courtroom was packed at that point. The case so far has been, as was expected, a kind of very meticulous, even dry accounting of what specifically, not just what the company was doing, but then also the reports to the public, to investors, meetings with investors, what exactly was said, what presentations said that were given during those meetings. So it's very step-by-step, dry recounting of what happened.
So is there a way to sort of understand, for someone like me who's not an accountant, if I were an Exxon stakeholder here, and I am investing in the company or expecting to get some sort of a return on my investment, if Exxon is saying, well, carbon emissions are going to cost, I don't know, $10 per emission, but they don't tell me that, how do you explain what is really at issue here?
Sure. And one thing, just to set that up, too, is it's important to note that this is not just about Wall Street investors. Exxon stock is one of the most widely held in the country. I mean, basically, if you have a 401k or a pension, if you're a teacher or firefighter, you likely own some Exxon stock. More than half of the majority of the company's stock is held by these large institutional investors. What the Attorney General is alleging is that investors were led to believe the company was taking a look at its investments, things like long-term projects in Canada's oil sands, which are a relatively dirty form of oil. They're very expensive to produce. That Exxon was looking at these investments and saying, look, even if governments impose steep regulations, this is still going to be a good investment. In fact, what some of the evidence that the Attorney General has turned up shows is that if the company were to apply those same assessments, you know, assuming these steep regulations, these investments would not be so wise.
So, Nicholas, a name that we haven't heard in a while, former U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is expected to testify here. What's his role? Remind us.
So Rex Tillerson was chief executive of Exxon during the period of question in this trial. And the Attorney General has turned up evidence showing that Tillerson knew about and approved of the practices that are, you know, being tried here. And so I think what the Attorney General is trying to do is to show that this went all the way to the top of the company, that top management approved of what was going on and knew about what was going on.
This is, as we mentioned, the first major climate change case to go to trial in the United States. Nicholas, you covered this space. I mean, how significant is that? And what does that tell us about the potential for more trials in the future?
I think it's a big deal. The public, local and state governments, activist groups are increasingly turning to the courts to help address climate change and the impacts from climate change. Congress and the executive branch have really been failing to do anything about this, haven't been setting the country on a track to limit emissions, and also have not been trying to figure out who is going to pay for all of these huge impacts that we're already beginning to face, increased flooding, worsening wildfires. So increasingly, local and state governments and the public are turning to the courts to step in to try to address this question. There's more than a dozen lawsuits now pending against Exxon and other major fossil fuel companies, trying to get them to help pay the costs. So of all of these, this is the first to go to court, and there's no doubt that what happens in this suit will be cited in all of those that come.
You mentioned Congress, and I want to play a clip here from New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who questioned former Exxon scientists at a congressional hearing last week. Let's take a listen.
1982, 7 years before I was even born, Exxon accurately predicted that by this year, 2019, the Earth would hit a carbon dioxide concentration of 415 parts per million and a temperature increase of 1 degree Celsius. Dr. Hoffert, is that correct?
We were excellent scientists.
How does the company's relationship with the public play into the case? And how do you assess that back and forth there between Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Exxon scientists?
She was referring to some of the work that the company funded into climate science back in the 70s. My organization, Inside Climate News, as well as the Los Angeles Times, published a series of stories back in 2015 that was revealing a lot of that work. The Attorney General's investigation actually began just after those were published. But I think that that's an important backdrop. Even though the kind of details that the trial's about are a little different, it comes back to the company's record on climate change and its public record and what they see as a record of denial, not being forthright with the public about what the company knows and what the company is doing.
Nicholas Kuznets is a reporter for Inside Climate News. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.